A Democratic lawmaker is calling attention to a report that she says raises red flags over college affordability. The report pointed out several in-state colleges and universities with a low enrollment of students from low-income and working-class families. The report from Education Reform Now, a Democratic think tank, named seven Ohio institutions with lower than average enrollment of students that received the Pell Grant. This goes to students with a household income under $60,000. Those schools are Case Western Reserve University, Kenyon College, Miami University, Oberlin College, Ohio State University, College of Worcester, and University of Dayton. Democratic Representative Katherine Ingram called the findings disturbing.
Because they affect Ohio's most vulnerable, low-income, and working-class families. Higher education should be equitable and accessible to all Ohioans.
Critics of the study question the report's methodology, arguing that it doesn't accurately measure a school's accessibility. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.